Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 17, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Panacea Financial raises $24.5 million in Series B funding. U.S.-based financial technology company Panacea Financial has raised $24.5 million in a Series B funding round. Allied Banking Corporation migrates banking capabilities to the cloud. Allied Banking Corporation has announced that it successfully migrated its core banking capabilities to the cloud with the global company Finastra. Payhawk secures EMI license in the UK. Global spend management solution Payhawk has obtained an electronic money institution, EMI, license in the UK granted by the Financial Conduct Authority. Elevations Credit Union launches with Alchemy's banking platform. Alchemy Technology, a digital banking solutions provider, has announced that Elevations Credit Union has launched with its online business and retail banking platform. Tonic enters SME lending. Digital-only neobank Tonic has optimized its big loan solution in order to meet the financial needs of SMEs in the region of the Philippines. Paymentus partners with Yardi for advanced property billing. Real-time bill payment services company Paymentus has been recognized as a fully qualified Yardi standard interface vendor. Visa completes its acquisition of Pismo. U.S.-based multinational payment card services firm Visa has completed its acquisition of Pismo, a global cloud-native issuer processing and core banking platform. Google Pay partners with NPCI to expand UPI globally. Google India Digital Services has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with NPCI International Payments, NIPL, a subsidiary of NPCI, to expand UPI internationally. Nuvei to provide e-commerce payments for Galeries Lafayette UAE. Nuvei, a Canada-based fintech, has announced a partnership to provide payments for Galeries Lafayette UAE's e-commerce platform, a subsidiary of French department stores. Victory Park Capital closes $225 million debt facility with Zip. U.S.-based investment management company Victory Park Capital has completed a refinancing agreement worth $225 million with Australia-based BNPL provider Zip. SumSub joined the MENA FinTech Association. UK-based full-cycle verification platform SamSub has joined the MENA FinTech Association, MFTA, reinforcing its presence in the region. CORRZ and ID now augment credit accessibility with Blue Access Card. UK-based fintech CORRZ has partnered with identity verification provider ID now to augment customer onboarding for its credit solution, the Blue Access Card. Minerva announces a channel partner program for its AML solution. Anti-money laundering, AML, compliance technology provider Minerva has announced a channel partner program to support its AML solution. Accenture partners with Sandbox AQ for AI-driven data solutions. Global professional services company Accenture has partnered with Sandbox AQ to deliver artificial intelligence, AI, and quantum computing solutions. DataVisor receives PCI certification. AI-powered fraud and risk platform DataVisor has announced that it received its PCI certification under the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, PCI DSS. Finastra collaborates with Databricks. UK-based Finastra has announced its collaboration with Databricks, aiming to provide additional solutions and services to its customers and partners. N26 to offer stocks trading in Austria and Germany. Germany-based online bank N26 has revealed its plans to permit customers in Austria and Germany to trade stocks and exchange-traded funds, ETFs. EBA introduces AML guidelines to the crypto sector. The European Banking Authority, EBA, has announced that it extended its guidelines on money laundering, ML, and terrorist financing, TF, to crypto asset service providers, CASPs. Wise upgrades guidance as Q3 customer numbers surge. Cross-border payments firm Wise continued to rack up new customers in Q3, leading to a 40% increase in income to $375.1 million. Vodafone strikes $1.5 billion cloud and GenAI deal with Microsoft. Vodafone has struck an agreement with Microsoft to invest $1.5 billion over the next 10 years to develop new digital and financial services for businesses and consumers. Xurs signs with IDNow. Xurs, a London-based fintech startup focused on empowering financial inclusivity and security, has announced its partnership with IDNow, a leading European identity verification platform provider, to revolutionize customer onboarding for their innovative credit solution, the Blue Access Card. Payhawk obtains UK EMI license. Payhawk, the global spend management solution, is now a licensed electronic money institution, EMI, in the UK. Paymob secures Central Bank of Oman's PSP license. Paymob, the leading financial services enabler in the Middle East, North Africa, and Pakistan, MENAP, announces that it has received the Central Bank of Oman's, CBO, payment service provider, PSP, license, making it the first international fintech company to be fully licensed in the Sultanate. CAB Payments revises guidance upwards. CAB Payments, a market leader in business-to-business cross-border payments and foreign exchange, specializing in hard-to-reach markets, announces that total income for the year ended the 31st of December 2023 will be approximately 25% above the prior year, 2022 to 109.4 million. N26 rolls out in app stock trading. German digital bank N26 is broadening its product offering with the launch of in-app stock and ETF trading features. Deutsche Bank and Societe Generale spend $14.8 million to join FIA Tech Ownership Consortium. FIA Tech, a leading futures industry technology provider, today announced that Deutsche Bank and Societe Generale have joined its ownership consortium and recent funding round, bringing the total funds raised to $84.2 million. Both will also join FIA Tech's board of directors. Gresham Technologies appoints former Auto Rec and Banco Santander technology lead, Andrew Elmore, as CEO. Gresham Technologies, a leading global fintech company specializing in real-time data integrity and control solutions, has announced today the appointment of Andrew Elmore as the company's new Chief Technology Officer, CTO. FCA establishes industry-led working group for sustainable finance. The FCA has appointed Daniel Godfrey as chair and Julia Dreblo as vice chair of a new working group focused on building capability in sustainable finance across the financial advice sector. Encompass acquires in-compliance startups. Encompass Corporation has acquired two compliance startups, Corp ID and Blacksmith, developed by Dutch Bank Inc. Payments processing survey shows progress for FedNow, RTP. As the U.S. RBI publishes draft framework for fintech sector self-regulation. The Reserve Bank of India has published a draft framework for recognizing self-regulatory organizations, SRO, for the fintech sector. Temenos launches Leap. Switzerland-based Temenos has announced the launch of Leap, an AI-powered offering that will optimize how banks and financial institutions modernize their products. MasterCard partners with Carbon Cipher for climate action in MENA. MasterCard has signed a memorandum of understanding with Carbon Cipher, a UAE-based climate tech company, to accelerate climate action in the MENA region. Payrock launches Pay by Cloud. Payment processing platform Payrock has announced the launch of Pay by Cloud, a low-code semi-integrated solution for ISVs that simplifies omnichannel payment integrations. ATB Ventures Olio partners with Flinks for digital ID verification. Canada-based ATB Ventures has announced a partnership between Olio, its latest digital ID verification solution, and Flinks, a financial data connectivity provider in Canada. India partners Google Pay to take UPI global. India's NPCI is joining forces with Google Pay to bring its hugely popular unified payments interface, UPI, to other countries. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.